thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Ray of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use our broadcast to make it a blessing to you today. We're opening our broadcast service with a mixed quartet singing for us, Hide Me, Rock of Ages.
Journey's ended,
keep me
till thy blessed face I see. Hide me, O blessed Rock of Ages,
hide me
till thy blessed face I see.
Thy face I see in glory
when the storm around me rages.
Blessed
Rock of Ages, hide thou me. Keep me when the storm clouds gather.
Keep me
till the sun comes shining through. Keep me till my work is over.
Keep me
till I bid this world adieu. Hide me, O blessed Rock of Ages.
Hide me
till thy blessed face I see.
Thy face I see in glory
when the storm around me rages.
Blessed
Rock of Ages, hide thou me.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting this another broadcast service to this precious congregation. We're thankful for each one who is in our congregation, and we're trusting that you'll take us and take our broadcast and make it a blessing to them. We know that you love each and every one, you're concerned for them. We know that Jesus tasted death for all. So we're so thankful that we can present your gospel to this people today, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit to use it to their good and to thy glory. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Each day to help me do.
The subject for our broadcast today, Does It Matter What We Believe? And I'll use for a text of scripture, John 8 and 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It has been said, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you are sincere, but you can sincerely believe something that is not true. The Bible speaks of some people who believed a lie and were lost because of it. Now in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it speaks of a number of people who did what they did because of what they believed. So it matters what we believe because our beliefs will determine our actions. In Hebrews 11 and 6, we are told that if we come to God, we must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently please Him. And we're also told, without faith, it is impossible to please God. One who believes that God is will act differently than one who says there is no God. In verse 4 of Hebrews 11, we are told that Abel believed in God. Therefore, he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. In the book of Genesis, again, in chapter 6, verse 22, we see Noah obeying God because he believed what God told him. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. The mass of the people did not believe God and were drowned in the flood. They did not believe that there was going to be a flood. They did not believe Noah's preaching. The Bible says Noah was a preacher of righteousness. So it is very evident that Noah warned the people by and what God had told him. But the people did not believe him. And when the time came, the ark was finished, and God told Noah and his family to go in the ark. God shut them in, and all the unbelievers were left on the outside and perished in the flood. So it does make a difference what we believe. And though we may be sincere in believing something false, it's still false. Abraham left his home and the lands and started out not knowing where he was going or where he was going to end up because he believed what God said. Yes, Abraham left the land of Ur of the Chaldees. He journeyed up to Haran, and then God told him to leave there and journey down across Syria into the land of Canaan. And Abraham did all of that because he believed God. Even yet today, when we still talk about faith, usually Abraham is brought into the conversation because Abraham is known as a man of faith. And he obeyed God because of his faith in God. Even though he did not know where he was going to end up, he had enough faith in God to believe that wherever God led him, that it would be good for him. Now Moses believed it was better to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We're told this in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, verses 24, 25, and 26. When Moses came of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to endure the pleasures of sin for a season, because he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. And so Moses obeyed God, and he was led back into the land of Egypt to lead the children of Israel out. And Moses was one of the greatest leaders that the Israelites had in the history of their nation. And he was a man of faith. He was a man of humility. He was a man that was meek, but he believed God. Now, if we believe the wrong things, we will act incorrectly. Yes, if we believe the wrong things, then we're going to act on what we believe, even though it is not correct, it is not true. King Saul thought David was trying to take the throne away from him. Therefore, he tried to kill him, ending up killing himself. David had slew the giant, and the women had been rejoicing. Saul has killed his 1,000, and David has killed his 10,000, and that caused Saul to be jealous and suspicious of David, thinking that David was trying to take the throne away from him, and he was determined to kill him. He even organized his troops and went out searching for David on more than one occasion, but he ended up falling on his sword and committing suicide. Sin, believing what was wrong, led to his destruction. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. So we read in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 35. Now James and John thought they were doing the right thing when they wanted to call fire down on the Samaritans because they would not rent Jesus a room for the night. Jesus was traveling through Samaria, and he sent a couple of disciples ahead to rent a room for them to spend the night in. But because Jesus would not spend some time with them, they would not rent him a room. And so John and James they asked Jesus, shall we call fire down out of heaven like Elijah did and consume these people because they would not rent Jesus a room? And Jesus said, you do not know what spirit you're of. I did not come to destroy men's lives. I came to save men's life. So they believed that they were doing the right thing in trying to avenge Jesus. But Jesus set them straight and told them what they wanted to do was entirely contrary to what his will and work and attitude was. You know not the manner of spirit you are of, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. So we read in Luke chapter 9, verses 54, 55, and 56. Now Judas thought he could betray Jesus and make some money, and Jesus would escape out of their hands like he had before. And so he went to the religious leaders there, the chief priests and those, and he knew that they wanted to destroy Jesus. He knew they wanted to do away with him. So he bargained with them to betray Jesus into their hand for 20 pieces of silver. And Judas had it in his mind, I can get this money, and Jesus will get out of her hands. He'll get out of her clutches just like he has before, and I'll have my money. But the Bible says whenever Judas saw that Jesus was not going to deliver himself out of their hands, Judas went out and hung himself. Yes, he went out and committed suicide because he believed something that was not factual. And he ended up a suicide. Now, Peter, there in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had gone there after the Passover supper to pray, and he took Peter, James, and John with him. And while he was there in the garden, here came guards from the temple and also Roman soldiers to arrest Jesus. And Peter pulled out his sword and cut the man's ear off, thinking that he was defending Jesus and doing what is right. But Jesus said to him, "Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword." Matthew chapter 26 and 52. And of course, Jesus reached down, picked up that ear, and put it back on the man's head, doing a marvelous, miraculous thing for him. Now, Saul of Tarsus thought he was doing something for God when he tried to destroy the disciples of Christ. He went into the houses and drugged them out, men and women. And the people who supposedly know the ancient language says that he acted like a wild animal, as it were. He was so driven by the powers and forces of evil in doing what he was doing. But he himself said later he did it innocently. He thought he was doing God's service, but he was doing the very opposite of what he should have been doing, for he was endeavoring to destroy the lives of the disciples of Jesus Christ. Of course, as we know, on the way to Damascus to arrest others there of the followers of Jesus, a great light shone down upon Saul, and he fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who is it?" And the Lord Jesus said, "It is Jesus whom thou persecutest." And Saul immediately changed. I marvel at how quickly this man changed. And he said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And he became one of the greatest, if not the greatest, warriors of the cross of the early morning church. But I say Saul of Tarsus started out defending what he thought was right, and he was definitely wrong in what he was doing. But he came to realize the error of his way, and he changed, which many people today would not do. Now, some beliefs determine how we worship. Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria, she came to draw water at the noon hour, and Jesus asked her of a drink, and she said, "Why, or how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink?" And he said, "Well, if you knew who it was that was talking to you, you would ask of him, and he would give you living water." And so Jesus told the woman at the well during their conversation, "You worship you know not what." She had said, "We worship, or our people worship here in this mountain, and you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place to worship." But Jesus said to her, "You worship you know not what." John 4:22. And Jesus went on to tell her, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." John 4:24. I say that some people's belief determines how they worship. And Jesus said to another, or of another group, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah the prophet say of you, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." That's Matthew chapter 15, verses 7, 8, and 9. Now, we read also in the Scriptures about two ways, the straight and narrow way and the broad road. And many believe they are on the narrow way to heaven when they are on the broad road to destruction. Does it really matter what we believe? Our choices and actions have consequences. We act based upon what we believe. Consequences then follow from our actions. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6 and 7. What we believe not only governs our actions, but our actions affect the lives of other people as well. How many drunk drivers have caused the death of others while believing they were sober enough to drive safely? The Christians who live by the rule of love will choose his actions accordingly. Love will help us choose the right actions. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So we read in Romans chapter 13 and verse 10. God, because he loves us, tells us what is right and what is wrong, so that we will know how to make good choices. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119 and 9. Believing and living the right thing bring happiness and eternal life. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. John 15:11. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5:24. Again, it is important what we believe, for our actions are based upon our beliefs. And what is most important of all is what we believe will determine our eternal destiny and what our eternal destiny will be. Again, many people believe and think they're on the straight and narrow way while living a life of sin. But, beloved, if you're going to walk the straight and narrow way, you must depart a life of sin. You must be taken off of that broad road that leads to destruction and be put on the narrow way that leads to life eternal. It does make a difference what we believe. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to hearts of the truth that has been presented. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, it would be an encouragement to us if you would write and let us know. Now, our postal address is The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, and we have an archive of our broadcasts, and you can listen to some that you may have missed, or if there be some that you'd like to hear again, you can go to our webpage and download these broadcast services. Also, you can be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Many years I long for rest, perfect peace within my breast, and I often sought the Lord alone in tears. But I would not pay the price, would not make the sacrifice. So I wandered on and on for many years. Then one day, while bowed in prayer, Jesus whispered to me there, "Take the cross and follow me to Calvary." Oh, how hard it was to die, and all self to crucify, just to lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee. Now the blood has been applied, through His power I'm sanctified, and the Savior gives me constant victory. Yes, He took away my sin, washed and made me pure within. Oh, I lost my life, but found it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee.